Looks like they're, again, they're, I'm really anxious to see how the Gamblers handle this. With their motion, they're getting a one-on-one situation with a cornerback away from it, and they're going to take advantage of that somehow, some way.
Gerald McNeil, Greg Mosier, Scott McGee, one of those guys might break free. Right now, the wide receivers are Verdan to the left-hand side and McGee to the right. Kelly, inside handoff to Todd Fowler. Todd breaking back to the weak hand side, to the left side. He gets all the way to midfield. Big gainer by Todd Fowler of 15 yards. Todd, on a little delay as they rolled out to their right, he cut back inside and made good yardage.
Sam who?
Well, you'd like to say, you'd like to be able to say that. We've got to do that over the whole night. Todd Fowler with a good gainer, and the kid from Stephen F. Austin in Van, Texas, what a fine little place up there in East Texas, got himself a first down.
I'll tell you one thing that he did when he got into trouble, though. He lowered that shoulder, went into those defensive backs. A little different. Sam tries to juke and move a little bit. Todd went right after him. Those defensive backs may not be too anxious to step up in there and tackle him.
Three carries, 23 yards right now for Todd Fowler early in the game. Man in motion to the right-hand side is Sanders. Kelly, under some pressure, has to loft one, has one-on-one coverage with Mosier, and Mosier's nearly going to get away with it. What's it going to be?
It's going to be defensive pass interference.
Minifield and Mosier running step for step, and Mosier tried to leap over him to make the catch. Let's make the call.
Grover Clemmer, the judge, was right there on the play.
It will be against the Arizona Wranglers, as you say.
Don't believe it'll be the intentional call. It'll be the 15-yard variety.
Minifield had the inside position on Mosier, and Mosier tried to leap over his man to make the catch, and that's where they made the call.
Number one on the defense, first down.
It'll be first down and 10 at the 35-yard line for the Gamblers. Bob Pacella's down on the sideline. We got an injury report, Bob?
Turned his ankle on the first set of plays, offensive lineman, and we're not sure right now if Ernie will be back. They've taken him to the trainer's room, and they're looking at it right now.
Ernie Rogers, the veteran from Rice, the left tackle, is being replaced by Brian Dawson of Texas A&M over there on the left-hand side. Man in motion is Johnson. Kelly rolls out. Little pitch pass to Todd Fowler behind the screen. Todd moving forward to the 20. Todd using what speed he's got, and he's got good speed. Picks up 15 yards to the 20-yard line on a nice little shuttle pass.
Well, that's that screen. That's that screen we've talked about so often, John. The success they've had with that play continues to amaze me every week. This time, they went away from the motion. They went back to the one receiver side. Look for him to continue to work that one receiver side. That linebacker is sinking back inside instead of staying outside. There's a lot of area for him to work out there.
Into the quarter, the tackle was made by Stan White. A good block by Scott Boucher on that play. It'll be first and 10 at the Arizona 20 for the Gamblers when we come back. You're listening to the Houston Gambler Football Network.